You're here, bless God's here. And without you, man, it'd be just an empty place here tonight. But you've come to the house of the Lord. We do have people different places, Brother Zach and Sister Mahala's in Jasper, Brother Sister Zavala preaching in Arizona. And but we're here, God's here. Amen. Now, if you knew it was your table time where you everything's ready on the table, wouldn't you want to get what was yours? Amen. God has something for you tonight. And I thank God for his power and his grace, the goodness of the Lord. By the way, next Sunday night, we have a missionary with us. Brother Quella will be with us, missionary Damon Jordan. And we look forward to that. Then the Thursday after that, which is the 22nd, and the Sunday after that, and the Thursday after that, Brother Darren Wainwright will be with us. Brother Wainwright's preached for us before. And I feel that we're ready for God to do something. After being in crusade this last week, two services, I feel that your church and our church is ready to see something. Now, how many is ready for that? I'm ready to see something happen. Amen. So, amen. Brother Wainwright will be with us, and we've prayed about this, and we felt this. And so that will be the 22nd, the 25th, and then the Thursday after that as well, 29th. And Brother Quella will be with us, missionary to Jordan, and I'm telling you, the more I got to hear from about this man, the more I was excited. But when I talked to him in person, I said, wow, I want him here at Apostolic Lighthouse. Praise God. So he'll be here Sunday night. We're excited what God's doing in the country of Jordan, Iran, Iraq. Man, all we hear on our side is just the bad things that are happening. I want to hear some good things, don't you? Man, are you tired of the bad news? Somebody's ready for some good news. Yeah. Amen. We want to go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3, 4, and 5, and 6 tonight. If you ever get in a spiritual battle, years ago they used to have a CB. Everybody used to, before cell phone, they used to get on this radio. People had them in their cars. They had them at their house. They had them all over the place, and they would talk on CB. And there was a 10 code that you use. In other words, instead of saying the words, they had some little numbers that represented what they wanted to say. And whenever you would agree with somebody, you say 10-4. That means, yeah, that is a right. That is a correct. And if you can ever remember 2 Corinthians 10:4, you get in a battle. Remember, 10:4. You tell the devil, 10:4, good buddy. All right, devil. I'm going to be victorious in Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. 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 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Tonight in this place, we want the Lord to minister. I want God to do something in my life and your life as well. Amen. Let's put our Bibles down and let's lift our hands. And let's ask God tonight through his word to minister in this place. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your spirit. Thank you for your power, your grace, and your mercy. Help us tonight to gain and to hear and receive what you have for us. We give you praise and we give you glory. And we thank you, God, for the order that you have for our lives in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not something that man can make. They don't do any good. Manufactured weapons don't work here because it's a spiritual battle. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, I want to talk to us about these weapons tonight. I want to talk to you about a particular weapon called the weapon of worship. For though we walk as mortal men, we're not carrying on our spiritual warfare with man-made weapons. You can't get it in a pep talk. It still takes the power of God to come against the dark hour that we're in. Amen. We're living a darkened hour. This world is unprincipled. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. It's not fair. It don't fight fair. But we don't live or fight our battles this way. Never have and never will. And the tools of the trade, the tools of what God has given us, are not for marketing or manipulation. We're not here to manipulate. But friend, we're here not to negotiate with the devil, but to demolish the things that come against us and tear down every stronghold. Are you tired of strongholds taking advantage? Are you tired of wrong things winning? Are you tired of being defeated by what you see around you? I want to tell somebody today, I think that God has a weapon called worship. You know, God the powerful tools of worship would smash that old warped philosophy. It would tear down barriers, different things that come in the mind of people today. Mindsets are crazy today. Amen. Mindsets and the way people are doing their lives. All the obstruction, all the obscenity, all the different things. But I'm glad that there's a better way. There used to be an old song when I was a kid. I found the better way. This I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Are you thankful that God does have a better way? There's something greater for you and I. Now, we do war. The Bible teaches us we do war. But we don't do war after the flesh, after a carnal manner. Man, sometimes you want to put your dukes up and you want to take care of business, but that's not the way we do it. And I want to tell you, you can beat the air all you want tonight, and you'll never get your victory. But I want to tell you how to win. It's when somebody gets back to the old fashioned, just get heart to heart with God. Amen. Why do we have to have a large crowd? Why do we have to have a pumping, pulsating beat in order to get our worship? Oh, I believe it's good. But worship, you can have a service where you can have the finest music, the finest everything. But if we are not getting heart to heart with God, we're losing it. I want God to teach me how to war. I want God to teach me how to pull down some things in my life. I've been in services, man, we just about climbed the walls. But when I left there, I was still faced defeat because I didn't know how to utilize the weapon that God had put in my life. John, the fourth chapter, he said, the hour cometh and is right now. When the true worshipers, everybody say true worshipers. If they're true worshipers, there could be false worship. The true worshiper shall worship the Father as defined in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But I skipped over something in that reading. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God's looking for somebody to love him, somebody to let him. You see, when you love God, you surrender, you yield to God, and you're giving God that opportunity to flow in your life. Amen. Oh, friend, if we can tonight realize the power when somebody gets heart to heart with God. Amen. Oh, friend, you could get up here and you could do your dance and you could clap and you could do all these different things and walk out of this place just as weary, just as entangled. But when somebody gets heart to heart with God, oh, what a difference it makes.
God seeks worship. It's primary. God made man to commune with him. And I want you to notice, if we fail with communion with God, we miss what we were created for. You were created to worship. And worship don't mean, friend, us just getting in here jamming. Worship means that we're connecting. And we're allowing God. Isn't it amazing? It don't take a big bang. It only takes just a gentle move of the Holy Ghost. One touch of the Lord. One just opportunity tonight. God could change everything in your life. But, you know, God's ready. I say, God's ready. He's seeking. Amen. But would you let? Amen. The letter. Amen. Oh, the one that allows God is the one that receives of God. We got to get back to the basics, folks. We were created to worship and commune with the Almighty God. In fact, 1 Peter said, you're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I don't know about you. I'm sure glad that the Lord brought me out of darkness. I'm glad to be in the light of God. How about? And it says, it goes on, it says, which in time past were not a people. But now, the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have mercy, obtain mercy. Are you thankful today for the beauty of the Lord? Amen. There is a weapon. There's a weapon in the arsenal tonight. When somebody worships the Lord, somebody gets heart to heart with God. You know, a thirsty man in the desert, money don't mean anything to him. You could have a briefcase with $1,000 in it or $1 million, but it won't do him a bit of good. But friend, he comes upon a bucket of water. That water is worth more than any money could buy. Tonight in this place, I want to just tell you, fame and riches and all these things, you know as well as myself, it'll never do any bit of good. But amen, when you come to God tonight and you let the flow of God, you've got something that will quench your soul, quench your thirst, and something that will cleanse your life. There's nothing like the power when somebody gets heart to heart with God. And somebody says, wait, I'm not going to miss what you have for me, Jesus. You see, worship is not just only something for God and his pleasure. It's a mighty weapon. When you get your mind and your heart and your eyes off of people and things in your life, something starts happening when you start worshiping God. There is an atmosphere change. Talk about a climate change. When somebody in their life all of a sudden determines, God, I don't feel, I'm distracted, everything's happening in my life, but today I come to crown you, I come to worship you. When you make up your mind, worship has to be intentional. Worship is never just accidental. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful for the flow of God that will pull us in from time to time. But when you come and you say, God, I come to honor you. I come to give you, when there's an intentional push, an intentional drive inside of you, there's something that God does. It's a weapon. Think about it. That's the reason why distractions are deadly. They steal and they hinder. Distractions, things start happening in your life to distract you. Why? The enemy knows if he could distract you and if he could let things mount and surmount up in your mind, in your life, if he could get a hold of your mind and start boogering you up and distracting you. Isn't it crazy? You come to church, the moment you sit down and the moment you come to the house of God, you start thinking about everything that you forgot to do. Everything comes to your mind. Did I turn the water off? Did I do this? Did I do that? You know, the devil's good at distraction because he knows the power of worship. Amen. Hear me again. Amen. What worship I'm talking about tonight is when you just get heart to heart with God. And you go beyond your feelings. You go beyond all the different things. Amen. Whether you feel good or feel not, amen, worship is still a priority. Amen. We got to recapture our enthusiasm about this weapon called worship. You know, worship in church has to be a giving church. When I start talking about giving, everybody starts thinking about money. No, you got to give of yourself. I know people that peel out money, but they're not giving. Mm-hmm. Giving is yielding. But a worshiping church is a live church, a giving church, and it's a living church. And will be a growing church. Amen. It becomes a threat to the enemy. The threat to the enemy is when somebody learns to become a true worshiper. That's why he dreads He dreads it when we start getting in the right one mind and one accord. I want you to think also, the enemy also distracts people from worshiping and tapping in. Distractions come. I want you to think about distractions tonight. Distractions. Whenever worship becomes a dread, worship always becomes a dread to somebody that the devil's kind to put current against to cause you to drift. So when worship becomes a dread to you, you know the enemy's coming against you. It's not God's fault. But the enemy wants to point and make you point at other things and try to justify your drifting. You start blaming God, or you start blaming somebody else. Mm-hmm. The enemy loves you to drift and divide. He loves to distract you. And if you're dreading worship, realize the distraction. And to battle hell, we still got to worship. What do you think with me? Distractions. You get up, go to the bathroom, guess how many people you disturb? All of a sudden, the devil starts putting your mind, I got to go to the bathroom. And one person gets up to go to the bathroom, how many people you distract? Or somebody starts just letting distraction happen in the church. You got something important to tell somebody, and you couldn't, but you just got to tell them right then. What a horrible thing to watch people. They got conversations with people when there ought to be a focus to God and an honor to God. The enemy loves to distract. Amen. The reason why he wants to distract, because by the will there's a power, there's a weapon. Amen. He knows if he can distract you from coming to God, he's won. You watch people just they don't care what you're talking about the distraction. They'll get up and just walk out of a church. Example. Distract. It don't matter. But sometimes, friend, when we get the distractions out, amen, we start letting God have his way. And God starts doing something. I want my focus. I want my mind to be the mighty weapon of worship tonight. That mighty weapon, amen, that you start utilizing and getting heart to heart with God. God starts doing. Immediately, God does something. He turns a light on. There's a transformation that happens. Folks, we're battling hell. In the Old Testament, the tribe of Judah always went first in battle. Judah meant praise. In order to worship God, sometimes you got to put praise first. And if praise is in the front lines, amen, you got victory coming. Amen. But I want to ask you tonight, is your praise at the front line? Regardless of the odds, I'm glad when you put praise first, there's not a weapon formed against you that could prosper. There's not an enemy big enough and bad enough and great enough. When somebody gets heart to heart with God, amen, there's something about when praise goes forth, when Judah's alive and Judah's on the first front of the battle, there's something about it. The mighty weapons of our warfare are not carnal. This is a powerful thing. To pull down some strongholds, not to back in the corner, not to bury a head underneath the blanket, but to invade the enemy territory. I'm tired of the enemy stealing and killing, dividing, blinding, disturbing, distracting. You know the word strongholds only found in the New Testament right here. To the pulling down of strongholds. How many have felt some strongholds here lately? Man, I want to pull them down. I want to pull down some strongholds of the enemy. I don't want the enemy to have any kind of hold, and I definitely don't need a stronghold. I want the glory of the Holy Ghost. How about you? I want the power of worship, the power and the flow of the Holy God of heaven in my life. Praise is not a feeling. It's not tied to feelings. Many people say, well, I don't feel anything. Well, you don't have to feel anything to honor the Lord. Allegiance is not something you feel. There's sometimes you would say the Pledge of Allegiance and feel goosebumps. There's sometimes you watch the American flag go up and you feel it. But friend, I'm still allegiant when I don't feel it. And so much more with God. I come to worship God. I still give him honor. Even when I'm hurting in my body and everything is screaming in my body, my mind is battling, and I come to the house of God and everything is bothering, everything is distracting, in my mind things are happening. I think, oh, did I turn the water off at the house? Did I do this? But friend, I come through and I said, no, I need to connect with God tonight. This is my opportunity. Even this is spiritual. This is not carnal. Psalm 68 says this, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. And then he goes on to talk about how smoke is driven away, how God melts the wax, and how the wicked perish in the presence of God. When you let God arise, his enemy is going to have to go. Then he says, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Then he says, sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth on the heavenly, his name Jah, and rejoice before him. In verse 5 says this, God is going up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Verse 6, sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. You ever been to a bind? You ever been bound up? You ever been wound up to where you feel like you could break through when you start singing unto God? Sometimes God wants you to serenade him. Get the harp out, David. Amen. When your heart is, you're in the mood, the mully grubs. Amen. I'm going to tell you where to drive away those spirits when somebody starts singing unto God and you start worshiping God. Amen. Oh, God, give me a song. Let it be a new song. Amen. I want to tell you the power, the weapon of worship. Amen. When we start singing to God, you need to lay it in your hand tonight and realize the mighty power of worship is still available in this day. If you don't feel like it, we need to worship. If you're in the valley, worship. You're the wilderness, worship. Worship is important. Now, I want you to just think with me how the devil will always work. We used to hear a song when I was a kid. One of the gospel groups sung it. Excuses, excuses. You hear them every day. The devil will provide them if from church you stay away. And it had this little funny little saying in it. You know, one person said, well, preacher didn't shake her hand. This excuse, that excuse. And then one of them says, the whole family had to stay home. There was somebody sick. The whole family had to stay home just to blow that poor kid's nose. Isn't it amazing? You want to hear the excuses I get as a pastor. Pastor can't come to church tonight. You know, we had a terrible situation, you know. Our kid's been having a snotty nose. And the whole family has to stay home. You know, we got a Kleenex brigade here, you know. Friend, I don't want anything to get between me and worship. There's a time when our kids are sick and our husband's sick, our wife's sick. I'm not discounting that. But there are people that repeatedly let the devil distract them because the devil knows if he can get them from worshiping, he's got them. Let worship be a priority in your life. Let Judah be first in your life. Amen. Let Judah be something that you always have. Amen. Hear me saying of God. Amen. The strongest people that you'll find in the Word of God are the worshipers. The power of true worship is found in the heart that seeks God, that opposes all feelings and notions and pulls of the flesh, that places and puts God first. But you worship him. The meeting place could be a prison cell, lion's den, dusty street, lonely place. But when we worship him, it becomes a holy place. Are you thankful? Amen. Somebody, or you lift your hands right now. Amen. God wants to make where you're at right now a holy ground. God wants to touch you and minister to you. Amen. Oh, won't you just lift your heart with your hands right now and say, God, I need that tonight. I need a transformation. I need your glory. I need your power. I need you, Lord. More than ever, I need your help, Lord Jesus. Don't ever take lightly, God, your presence. Hallelujah. From a little brush arbor to a king's palace, God will meet with those who seek to worship him. And just so happened today, I looked at something on the internet of a church in China. These people, it's illegal for them to have a Bible. It's illegal for them to worship. It's extremely illegal for them to assemble in any kind of religious manner. But I looked at the faces of these people that were so happy, so excited about the things of God. Just honored. But a lot of times we got to have something drastic to happen. It's like, oh, come on, we got to go to church. No, we get to go to church. It ought to be something you get to do. Don't ever lose that get to feeling. Don't ever get to the place that you get all mixed up and tangled up. I wanted to be deep in my heart with honor. Adverse conditions, it don't matter. When the surface is dry as corn shucks, I still want God to feel my love. When impossible circumstances are happening, it don't exempt me. Amen. It don't exempt me from worshiping. Worship still transforms when it's activated. Oh, you got to activate it. You got to put it in gear, your life. Worship still transforms. There's a light of the glory from God. Amen. Those that are bound still get set free. The anointing comes. The yoke is destroyed. That's why the enemy don't want you to activate worship. It's a war. You know, if you don't take it to the devil will take it to you. Somebody say amen. Give me a Baptist nod. If you're not going to be apostolic, say amen. If we don't take it to the devil will take it to you. So tonight, don't be ignorant of his devices, his distractions. We're fighting today things that the apostles never fought. What do you mean, Pastor? We live in a mobile generation. They didn't. We live in a busy, busy, busy generation. It came time for them to kick back in the evening. They did. We're living an hour. We're competing not just with the sun. We're competing with our own energies. I mean, we live to where we're burning the candle at both ends so badly. And we're so busy. And sometimes God is put way back here on the back shelf because we got so many things we got to take care of. Sometimes we got to get back to the basis and realize, God, you're still number one, regardless of all the different things that's screaming. Sister Crosswhite had a grandpa, just Eli. On Sunday, Mamma didn't cook. You didn't work. She would tell you. I'm sorry to say it. She cooked in a crock pot or something like that. Explain it then. On Sunday was the Lord's day. And this man didn't have the Holy Ghost. And he guarded that day because he knew it was a sacred day. I want to guard my time with God. When you come to the house of God, you need to guard it. There's people that may be here tonight. It could be your last service. It could be my last service. And who wants to go in a service where it seemed like everybody was here or there and their mind was else on vacation? Amen. No, friend, this is God's place. You don't know who tonight in this place that needs somebody to be bold and strong and know how to use that weapon of worship. Saying of God, we need that weapon in our life. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Like it's been said in the morning service about Judas. John the 13th chapter verse 2, Bible says the devil came in Judas's thoughts between his ears. He came in a thought to destroy, seed thought. There's a battleground between your ears, and if you can let the devil come in, he'll do his work. You know, the devil attacks through the thought process. You start thinking, and the current wave will take you down a different wave, a different current. And pretty soon, you're distracted. It's like a fly buzzing in your ear or a mosquito. You're swatting You're no longer thinking what you're doing. You're trying to fight it off. And you're distracted from your purpose. The devil knows how to kill, steal, and destroy. But he does it right here first between your ears. All right, church. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Worship. Start deep from within where you honor God. It's your honor system. Where you allow God to come in and flow through you. Paul and Silas went to jail. Brother Zach preached about it last Sunday night. There was some prison praise in that jail that day. I want you to note that when they started worshiping God, other prisoners did not get loose till the saints got loose. And it was so great that it reached the jailer in his house when all hope was gone to them. He drew his sword out, was supposed to fall on that sword. And they said, hey, man, whoa, 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 whoa. We're all here. And the same night that man was baptized, he and his family. I want to challenge this church. Amen. You want to see the sinner set free? You get free. When the saints are free and the saints know how to worship, amen, God, amen, will draw that person and they will be set free. Oh, the weapon of worship. We can't afford to fight with carnal weapons. Petty weapons. There's some people so petty about every little thing. Pettiness, pettiness, pettiness. Don't let pettiness be your pet. You ever seen that? There are people today that their pet's more important than their soul. I mean, their pet's got, I don't want a dog sitting there next to me in a restaurant. Well, that's just fuzzy. I don't want fuzzy on me either. And I don't want fuzzy in my plate either. Come on now. And a lot of people bring to the table a lot of pettiness. Pettiness will hinder your relationship with God. Well, you're always fussing about somebody else. Petty things. You know, look at her. She looked at me wrong. You don't know if she looked at you wrong. You don't know if he looked at you wrong. Pettiness will cause you to start looking at other things. Friend, don't have a petty pet. Amen. Oh, you need the glory of worship. Today, it's still important to have the weapon of worship. The mindset of this generation is that the Bible in traditional apostolic Christianity, the Bible Christianity, is full of draconian rules, just harshness, regulations that simply they don't want to hear and have anything part with it. Hey, if it's the word of God, I want the word of God. If it's a plan of God, I want the plan of God. If it's pleasing to God, I want it.
Amen.
You're the great communicators of this world. Have offered this generation an alternative to regimented Christianity, what they call regimented Christianity. And I want you hear this all the time. Come as you are. You know that come as you are religion? You know what I've observed it means? Do as you please. They're not so much, it's not so much come as you are. They want to do as they please.
Right.
Folks today, if it's a sin, it's still a sin.
Right.
If it's offensive to God, it's still offensive to God. Amen. We need to realize, amen, we may come in the door, amen, with a lot of load on our life, but we don't leave with that same. I need the preaching of the word of God. I need more than religion. I need the Holy Ghost. I need a weapon at work. Our generation behaves as if the former generations were stupid. Pardon me for using the word, but I feel something in me. They act like there was something wrong with the former generation. They don't understand God as clearly as we do today. The arrogance of our generation is suffocating. They despise their forefathers as wicked. They're looking at it as, a bunch of old fogies. No. I thank God for the old past. I thank God for those that kept the torch burning. I thank God for those that taught me in prayer. Oh, I wish I had a KK Hooder tonight. I wish she would just be in this house tonight. Even though that she could get a hold of our hand and say, whoa, it's worth it. Thank God for the old past. These people fought. They knew how to fight. They've almost completely shut out the voices of their elders. In fact, most churches, they don't want the elders there. Next thing, they don't want to dress up a church. Nobody's going to tell them how to dress. Dignity was for the 80s. Dress down, grunge, you know. I love the pictures of the foreign field where Americans go there, they give them a necktie, and those guys are so tickled just to dress up to come to the house of God. You know, it's sad. If they had a, you know, I just hate to say America's dressed down so bad. There's people that wear hats at funerals. There are people who wear hats in church. There's people who wear hats at events that, I mean, I knew men of older men that did not have the Holy Ghost. They seen you with your hat on in a building. They said, young man, take that hat off. You're in the military. They teach you, don't you wear it in the building. There's something missing in our generation, a loyalty and an honor. And folks, we need that honor to be in the house of God. We need that respect. If God said it, amen, we need it. Amen. When you come to the house of God, amen, I believe you ought to give you may not have the but Goodwill shoes, and if that's the best you have, so be it. We're not here to be who's who. We're here because of who he is. But that don't give us license to be sloppy. We live in a sloppy generation. And how did they get off on this? I'm on target, believe me. Because I'm pastoring tonight. I've got souls in my hand that, amen, old friend, I've got to take care. I've got sheep tonight. Amen, that as a pastor, you've got to stand in between the world and you got to guard. I got to teach you how to fight. I got to teach you how to stay in the boat. I got to teach you to walk with God. I can get up here and I can hold. I can pull candy stick out and whoo, and we all just go home with sweetness in our mouth. We have truth decay. I don't want truth to decay in my life. I want truth to be in my heart. How about you? Amen. Do as you please, religion. Suffocating. No. They don't want to sing any song that smacks of old-fashioned, life-changing consecration. Consecration is hard today for these. They don't want this. They don't want to go to church twice on Sundays. Man, man. There's some churches that went one service on Sunday some about a decade ago. Now they go to church one time a week. These people said, oh, we're just going to do it for convenience. Other man said, oh, it's family. He tells his church, you know, Sunday evenings is for the family. You know, I can see if we lived in a big city and it took you 2 hours to get to church, and I mean, with traffic and all, and getting you back to work, and you had to be at work 4 a.m. But Brother Williams, back in Houston area, they always had to get up early in the morning. Houston always had traffic problems. And there were people that went to church and they went to midnight and had to be at work at 4 a.m. I'm telling you, if it was good back then, it should be good right now. It's worth the sacrifice. They don't want a church that feels like a church. They want a church that feels like the Rolling Stones and rock and roll. Like it's a concert. They got all the hand movement. You watch these gals and these guys today that are singers and musicians. They're learning all the hand struts. But they don't have the heart in it. My God, we still need to get heart to heart. The mighty weapon of worship. Let's not throw it away. They look like they're dressing to go work in the garbage pile. They want McDonald's play place in the church foyer. They want a Starbucks before every class and not a prayer meeting anymore. They want corporate trainers to help them with their wealth ambition, their goals. They want family trainers to help them with their tax plan and all that. But where is prayer? Oh, well, Brian, we don't have time to come early to pray.
But friend, if we were serving fried chicken tonight and they said you got to be here at 5:30, the line would be long. But prayer, where is those that still want God?
People won't feel good religion positively. Anything negative? They won't push it out the doors. Give us band, give us sports, give us world-class entertainment, give us social network, give us all these different things. Don't dare preach. Don't preach at us, pastor. No clear-cut black and white stuff. Just smoke machines, spinning lights, big old thing. You know what they want? Let's just put it this way. They want to be entertained. And they leave there with the feel-good without worshiping God. They want a church that makes them like they're watching the Disney Channel. A zero-calorie, gospel-light generation. I'm not talking about L-I-G-H-T. I'm talking about L-I-T-E. Where there's no heaviness. No heart search. I want the Lord to get all over me tonight. Because this weapon matters. Worship matters. Amen. Son of God, isn't it beautiful to feel the Lord tonight? Isn't it beautiful to be right here? Amen. Hallelujah. Where the presence of God still could transform. Why not have true worship? What's wrong with right? Amen. If it was good for my fathers, it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. It still pulls down strongholds. Amen. Oh, why get rid of the true weapons?
We're not here to negotiate with the devil. We're here to launch our weapons.
Early church started being oppressed. Acts, the 4th chapter in the Bible says, they started getting oppressed, and the church prayed. And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Verse 33, Acts 4 says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Great grace. You know what I want on me? I want on you? Great grace. Beauty of worship.
When I lift my hands, I'm not lifting. Man, I like to put a big mirror up here sometimes.
But you can see people, and we're not here just to watch and criticize and shoot everybody's lights out, but I do want to talk to us. I believe correction is important. Instruction is important. Very important. But a lot of people, you watch, you got some people lifting their hands, you're looking, they're going, sometimes I wonder if they're checking their, make sure their deodorant is working. They're looking around. They're not even meaning it. They've learned the ritual instead of learning how to get heart to heart with God. I want to pull close to Jesus Christ. I want to love him with a whole heart, everything in my mind, my soul, my body. Even tonight, it really matters. That weapon of worship still matters to God. It ought to matter to us tonight. Amen. Hey, this is a war that we're in. And I don't want to be on the losing side. I don't want to be on the drudge side. I want to be on the winning side. It's a mighty weapon of worship. And it's mighty through God. It still comes through God. To the pulling down. Strongholds. Strongholds will never be pulled down until your worship learns to get up. Sometimes you got to pull up, don't you? You got to pull yourself up and make yourself worship. Because all the distractions, all the different things that are happening in life. But the worth of saying, God, this is for you. Amen. I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I need Jesus. How about you? Our church needs Jesus tonight. Amen. Our world needs Jesus Christ. Do you realize that you're probably the only hope that some people in your life have? You're probably the only hope that they have in their life. For example, I know people, the only time they will call is when they're in a bind. I need. Thank God they know where to call. I've had people call me from denominational churches, from places here in town that said, Pastor, I need help. I need you to pray for me. I need you to come anoint me with oil in the hospital. I know y'all anoint with oil. Would you come and lay hands on my mother? And they started telling me, we go down. And I said, I don't want to hear it. I said, it's okay. I respect where you go. But I just come to obey the Holy Ghost. You see, I don't have to boast and say, well, I'm from the lighthouse. No, you need to let your light shine that they don't want to know, hey, where do you go? Yes. Hallelujah. I want to love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my might, all myself. Because the Father seeketh such to worship him. Has God been in a waiting pattern tonight? Waiting pattern. Waiting pattern. Waiting for you. To finally say, okay, I'm going to get heart to heart. I'm going to put my mind in you tonight. It don't take long for you to crown the Lord. You know, just a few moments of crowning God, things begin to change. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. And in the presence of Jehovah, things change. God will take you to make it a holy ground. Place that you're standing becomes a sacred place. All because you recognized the God of heaven. You know what I feel tonight? God's waiting for somebody just to look to him and to love him tonight. Amen. Just to open their heart. Amen. Come sit across my head. Amen. I want this congregation right now to lift your hands. Amen. Lift them up to the Lord. Close your eyes and reach to Jesus. Won't you lift your voice right now and love the Lord for who he is. Love the Lord for his grace and power. Hallelujah. Love him for his mighty way. Love him tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, I love and I praise you and I thank you today. I thank you for troubles vanishing. Hearts being amended tonight, Lord, in the presence of you. I love you. I worship you, Jesus. I bless you. I thank you, God. Oh, you're wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Amen. Use that weapon. Launch that weapon tonight. Launch that weapon. Come on. Take it to the forefront. Take it to the battlefront. Amen. Oh, God, in your name, I come against every spirit of darkness. I come to pull down strongholds. Come to pull down strongholds. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Anything can happen when somebody even activates their worship. Somebody just goes out of their way to say, God, this is for you. I come to crown you, Lord. They crown you with a crown of thorns. But today I come to crown you with a crown of honor and love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, lift your heart to the Master. He's here. That mighty weapon of worship. Come on, God's ready for you to activate it. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, give the Lord that honor. Give the Lord that attention tonight. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Great praise for a great God.
Come on, give him that honor.
Mighty
saints.
Worship for the mighty.
Come on, he's mighty.
One. We give you glory,
don't let distraction.
Lord. We give you praise. We give great praise. Great praise for a great God. Great praise for a great God.
Come on, can you raise
God.
That banner? Come on, raise it up
mighty
to the Lord.
Worship
God, I worship you and I praise you, Lord. We give you glory.
We give you glory.
We give you
Lord.
Honor.
We give you praise.
Come
we
on,
give
nobody
praise.
Can do your worship and for
praise.
You.
Great praise.
Nobody can do your
for
praise and
great
for you.
God.
Only you can give God your honor.
Great praise for a great God.
Holy is the Lord, my God.
Mighty worship.
Jesus,
for a
you're
mighty
worthy.
One. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise. We bring grace. great God. We bring great praise for a great God. Mighty worship.
Come on, give him that attention. Give him that love tonight.
We bring you glory, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
We bring you praise. We bring
great praise.
Great praise for a great God. We bring great praise for a great God. Mighty worship for a mighty one. We bring you glory, Lord. We bring you praise. We bring you glory, Lord. We bring you praise. We bring you glory, Lord. We bring you praise for a great God. Great praise for a great God. Mighty worship for a mighty one. We bring you glory, Lord. We bring you praise. Great praise. Great praise for a great God. Some great and some small, but you being God delivered me from them all. I still can't believe all the ways you made. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. Some problems, some great and some small, but you being God delivered me from them all. I still can't believe all the ways you made. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. I've had some problems, some great and some small, but you being God delivered me from them all. I still can't believe all the ways you made. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. What kind of God would do this for me? Victory, grace, and mercy. He is so special. He's simply incredible. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. What kind of God would do this for me? Victory, grace, and mercy. He is so special. incredible. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. What kind of God would do this for me? Victory, grace, and mercy. He is so special. He's simply incredible. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. Incredible praise. Oh God, you're so good, you're so good, you're so good. Lord, you're so great, you're so mighty, you're holy. You are so righteous and you are so faithful. You are my King and my God. I love you, Jesus. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. What kind of God would do this for me? Victory, grace, and mercy. He is so special, he's simply incredible. What kind of God would do this for me? Victory, grace, and mercy. He is so special. He's simply incredible. An incredible God deserves incredible praise.
Let's give the Lord applause tonight. Clap
holy,
your hands. Lift
holy,
your voice.
Holy, 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 holy.
Hallelujah. 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 Holy God. Holy. Hallelujah. Holy. 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 Worthy you are, Jesus. Salom diridaba. Desio ramataya. Hallelujah. Would somebody just love the Lord right where you're at? Hallelujah. Come on, love the Lord. Hallelujah.
never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you. I worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Believe the Lord tonight that we learn to use the weapon. We learn to get heart to heart with God. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise tonight. Thankful tonight for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We made overcomers by the word of the Lord, brother. Get him to read that scripture tonight. The blood, word of our testimony. I want to be victorious. How about you? Overcomers for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Remember this week, the announcements.
Please don't forget what the Lord spoke to us tonight and today. Amen. I want you to take it to go with you. Amen. Be victorious. Amen. Help us pray. I want you to be in prayer for Isaac. He has a doctor's appointment tomorrow. We're going to check on that. And we're going to try something new for me. An injection tomorrow in my knee. You know what you talk about? Distraction. Tonight, several times, my knee has popped out right up here. And pain. But I have a God that is my healer. Amen. Praise God. We believe in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for victory tonight. God bless you. Let's go to heaven tonight.